AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Joseph, good morning. Dane, good morning. It is Chris Bavona holding it down on the Fantasy News 1s and 2s. Going back over yesterday's NCAA tournament second round scores from yesterday, of course. Tennessee beat Iowa 83-77. Washington falls to North Carolina 81-59. Texas Tech beats Buffalo 78-58. Virginia Tech takes down Liberty 67-58. Virginia holds on to beat Oklahoma 63-51. Houston beats Ohio State 74-59. Oregon beats UC Irvine 73-54. And Duke holds off a very, very possible upset, beating University of Central Florida 77-76, thanks to two big plays from Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett, and a little luck at the end of the game for Duke. Guys, more surprising, the fact that Duke needed a bit more of a miracle to beat UCF, or that the top three seeds are advancing in every single region?
I guess Duke. A lot of people thought it was like Duke versus the field, so I guess we realize that that is not the case. But Joe and I did say that there was a big gap between these Tier 1 teams and the rest of the field, so it's not really a surprise to us that what's remaining here is a lot of 1, 2, and 3 seeds.
Yeah, maybe just some of the victories along the way. Like, I didn't expect Villanova to have such a poor showing against Purdue and those types of things, but ultimately... Yeah, it's we're exactly as chalky as we thought it was going to be in this tournament.
All right, guys. Well, Sweet 16 action starts this Thursday. Florida State takes on Gonzaga. Purdue going up against Tennessee. Michigan versus Texas Tech. And Virginia taking on a possible Cinderella in Oregon. You talked about not really many Cinderella teams, Cinderella stories. But Oregon could be a possible one here. I'll have the wagering numbers in the next hour, guys. But any of these Thursday games that you're looking at early on?
Yeah, I like the Tennessee Vols. I'm telling you right now, I like the Tennessee Vols. This is a team that was number one in the country for a long time. I actually like the fact that they had to go to overtime. Maybe I'll get a little bit of public fading them. But I think Bone, Schofield, and Williams are a threesome that can go up against any three in college basketball right now.
I like Tennessee. I think that's that kid showed me something. Williams there in the overtime in fourth quarter. That kid Schofield on the bench, one of their best players, and that kid took over that game. So I think Tennessee, if they can stay focused, don't sleep on them.
I got a minus one already.
Well, don't sleep on this, guys, because NCAA.com is really bragging this morning. Through 48 of the 63 games of the 2019 NCAA tournament, there is just one perfect bracket left across all the major online bracket games. Center Road on the NCAA.com bracket challenge game. That's it. That's the one. By reaching the Sweet 16 unblemished, Center Road now owns the longest streak of correct bracket picks ever seen on NCAA.com, shattering a record of 39 games, which happened in 2017. This is the fourth year that NCAA.com tracks tens of millions of brackets from the largest online bracket games from across the country, including their own bracket challenge game, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo, Fox, Sports Illustrated, and they see when the last perfect bracket busts. Guys, the picks for the Sweet 16 in the Center Road bracket are as follows, and I'm pretty sure we probably all have the same ones here. Gonzaga, Tennessee, Michigan, Michigan State, Virginia, Duke, UNC, and Kentucky. Looking at all these eight teams, is there a team here that can bust this perfect bracket?
Yeah, I mean, we're at the point of the tournament where anybody can win. I just hope he took all of those 39 or 49, however many it was, and didn't only put him in a bracket. I hope he put him, at the window as well and put a couple of shekels so he really made money instead of just having bragging rights in some office pool.
Well, the question is, can Oregon or LSU, can they cause some damage here? Because they're really, I mean, they're the furthest ones. Those are the worst odds. Oregon is 60-1. LSU is 75-1 to win it all. Can LSU and Oregon, can they go ahead and advance to the Elite Eight? That's going to be very interesting.
All right, guys, let's go over to the NFL quickly. Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from the NFL via an Instagram post on Sunday. After 9 seasons with the New England Patriots, he's putting an end to a career in which he transcended the tight end position and was one of the league's most colorful personalities. Gronk, of course, took the Instagram to publicly announce ending his career and thanking everyone from the fans to the Patriots organization and to say huge cheers to the uncertain of what's next. Tom Brady also took to Instagram to say what an honor it was to be Gronk's teammate and also said, the NFL was a better place with you in it, but I have no doubt you will be a success in anything you do. Love you, pal. Gronkowski played in 115 regular season games, totaling 521 receptions for 7,861 yards. He played in 16 playoff games, 81 receptions for 1,163 yards and 12 touchdowns. All, of course, records for a tight end. Guys, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think there's no doubt about that, guys. Yes. That is the news from now. Like I said, I'll have the wagering numbers for the Sweet 16. But for now, I am Chris Pavona, and I'm going to go find a new NCAA sweater.
Yeah, you go.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Monday is fun day. Welcome in another edition of Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Germanary Dane Martinez, and we are trying to sift through all the data, all the numbers from rounds 1 and 2 here. It's known as madness, and we got a couple of maddening moments over the weekend. Duke almost going down, just a rim out of being able to advance. UCF almost pulled the upset off. Tennessee was taken to overtime. And outside of that, most everything else proved to be as chalky as it comes. In fact, this is one of the chalkiest Sweet 16s since 2009. It's actually tied when you look at the average seeding left. The average seeds and who remains in. We haven't seen anything like it since 2009. And I can tell you right now, it is a who's who of college basketball. And I know some people are going to complain here saying, we would love the Cinderella. You know, it would make a great story. UC Irvine would have been nice, you know, or Murray State, any one of these teams that might have been able to move. And I don't count Oregon as a 12 seed as necessarily a Cinderella, right. But it's as close as we have right now, since nobody really thought Oregon had a shot. And if they didn't actually win the Pac-12 championship, they wouldn't be in this spot. Maybe the most improved team can go to Oregon, but I don't consider them to be a Cinderella. But when I'm talking about teams like LSU and Oregon and, you know, the top 15 teams plus Oregon are in the Sweet 16 here, Dane. So outside of maybe LSU or Oregon being able to pull the upset, none of these other teams do I look at and think this is, you know, it's far-fetched. I could see any one of these teams actually advancing to the Final Four and to the championship game.
Yeah, and when it comes to Oregon, listen, this is a team that was hot, that had won something like their last 10 games and won the conference championship tournament of a Power 5 conference, you know, so you got to give them their due. And I mentioned some of these guys, the Wootons, the Pritchards of the world, you know, this was a top 10, 15 team going into the season. So you got all the big boys still left. It's going to make a real great Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Latest odds. We'll go ahead and make it rain for you this hour. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Oh, oh, oh. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
What a chalky weekend it was. Round two favorites going 16-0 over the weekend. Crazy as March Madness continues. Sweet 16. Begins this Thursday and Friday as we march on to try and crown ourselves a national champion. Welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Yeah, not an awful lot of surprises. I think that's what you can say here. 16-0 straight up in the second round. That is what the favorites were. They were 5-3 against the number yesterday. 11-5 against the number for the second round. So if you hung on over the favorites, and you're a $100 better, you're looking at this weekend as a very profitable weekend there by just riding the favorites. And I know there are some guys that I know were doing that. They just, you know, we talked about, you know, betting all the unders in the first half. I know guys that all they have done is bet every favorite there is, no matter what the spread, no matter what the situation, every game, every favorite. And, of course, they'd find themselves upright now. And not a bad way to look at it, since we've been saying from the very beginning, one of the chalkiest years we've ever seen. When you have that kind of cream at the very top there, and obviously, look at it, 1, 2, and 3 in each bracket is actually advancing right now. So you don't get a lot of Cinderella upset stories when it's that top heavy, which it was this year. So, you know, bet now, what do you do, though? Because you can't just bet the favorites moving forward.
Right, that trend is over now, right?
That trend is over, right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but go ahead and, another one of those things. Put it in, write it down somewhere. Remember this when you go into a season where all the bubble teams are, they're, you know, not right. good like it was this year, and you have that kind of elite talent at the very top, may not be a bad betting strategy from here on out. But, I mean, all in all, Saturday seemed like an eternity ago, too, Dane. But, you know, Gonzaga, I know, beating Baylor, which kind of crushed your soul there, because when they had the opportunity to cover the 14, they didn't. But yep. Maryland and Baylor were the only two underdogs on Saturday that actually covered, and LSU was lucky to be able to get that last second bucket to be able to advance. But, you know, did anybody see LSU being this good without their head coach? And do they have enough athleticism? Do they have enough talent on that team to advance? LSU, to me, I think, is whoever's left. I think LSU is probably at the bottom of the teams that remain in the Sweet 16. I think they got the best shot of getting bounced.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because listen, and it's hard for me to say, because listen, I was off LSU from the very beginning. You know what I mean? I was the one talking about how Yale plus 6.5 was a good bet. And in fact, it was, because if you got 6.5 with Yale, you actually did win. But listen, yes. If I was off of LSU from the beginning, I'm not all of a sudden going to be like, now I think they could beat Izzo and Sparty. I don't think that is the case, right? So, yeah, I would be off of LSU. I was not necessarily as impressed, to be quite honest, with what I saw out of Purdue. I like Tennessee there. And honestly, Michigan has not impressed me either. I think they're just kind of as they're going along like they should. Yeah, we know they can score. They had an easy draw against Montana, did kind of what they were supposed to do against Florida. They're just not impressing me. But otherwise, yeah, I think all these teams are legit. I think we're going to have a very interesting weekend, you know, with twos versus threes and ones versus either fours or fives. I'm excited. Hey, Joe, you know which game I'm excited about? I'm excited for North Carolina-Auburn on Friday, because listen, get your abacus out, right? I think, I don't know what the total is on that one, but I would not be surprised if that game is in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of teams that are flying under the radar too, not getting a whole lot of love, but should be. Florida State seems to be forgotten once again, because they're buried behind North Carolina and Virginia and Duke in the ACC. But Florida State quietly, this is the game I'm looking for. You will not find another game that is going to have long, athletic, you know, guys that deep benches. Gonzaga, Florida State is going to be a absolute monster of a game. You've got two teams here that will probably be the longest, most athletic that we have left in this tournament. And those guys are going at it. And two teams that maybe not Gonzaga don't get all that love because of where they play. Florida State, nobody's given them a whole lot of love. They seem to be forgotten. Don't look now. I think that's going to be a very, very interesting, fun game to watch. And I would also say the Houston-Kentucky. Houston, another team, not getting an awful lot of love, but had a chance to watch them last night against Ohio State. Not only did they play great defense, my man, dude, they can shoot the rock. I mean, they are assassins from the outside, and they're fast, they're athletic, and I know they haven't been getting a lot of people have been talking about them, but Houston's a real player. That's a real team and has a really good shot of advancing and getting past a Kentucky team who I think, as much as was made about Washington's absence there, P.J. Washington, can I tell you something? Kentucky shows you why they're Kentucky. They've got another layer of guys that all can step up and some young guys, too.
They've got a B team of freshmen that are going to get drafted.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all young. That's the youngest team, right? I think. The most freshmen, Kentucky is the youngest team that's left in the tournament. But, man, did those guys raise their game over the weekend. But I would say Houston and Florida State, not getting a lot of love, but pay attention to what they're doing, because I think Houston can upend Kentucky, and I definitely think Florida State can take down Gonzaga.
That's interesting. Listen, I don't consider Gonzaga a mid-major anymore. You know what I mean? They kind of earned a reputation of being one of the blue bloods, right, of the nation. So if you take Gonzaga out of the mix, Houston is really kind of carrying the mantle for the little guy, right? Yep. They're the ones who got into the Sweet 16. We were looking at Wofford, potentially. We were looking at Buffalo. We were looking at UC Irvine as other kind of small schools that might have been able to announce themselves and get kind of in the door of the club, you know, when everyone plays in the second weekend. But it will be Houston that carries the mantle there. So big shout out to them. And I got to tell you, Joe, listen, early in the year, or excuse me, before the brackets, the tournament really started, I said I like these 1-2 matchups in the East, in the South, in the Midwest, and was still primed for that. I said in the West, if you want to take a couple shots on futures bets, I told you that both Texas Tech and Florida State as futures to win the West region. I told you I had shekels on both of them. They were both at like Florida State was like 8-1. Texas Tech was like 10. Excuse me. Texas Tech was like 8-1. Florida State was like 10-1. I feel good about that, Joe. I have Florida State and Texas Tech still live in that West region. And I really think that we got as good a chance of any of that being the regional final instead of Gonzaga and Michigan. I love where I sit in the West with Florida State and Texas Tech, my like 8 to 10 to 1 underdogs still live as we go into the Sweet 16. I got 50% of that region still live.
Gonzaga -7 over Florida State, early line thus far, laying 7 against a very athletic, very deep Florida State team. Should be an
awful
lot of fun.
That's going to be a war.
That's going to be a lot. You want to talk about some dudes that can just flat out ball. They got some, you know, Florida State's got a dude that's 7'6", 2 in the middle. So this is going to be, that's one of the games I'm looking real forward to doing it. You mentioned Auburn, North Carolina is going to be a track meet. I don't know how many points they might score because of the amount of shots both of those teams are going to take. But kudos to Auburn for, you know, Bruce Pearl being able to put this team and get them in a position to be successful. And what we say, 3 Big Ten teams left, 4 ACC, 3 SEC. The big boys are represented here. And then, of course, you got the Pac-12 and the AAC with Houston in it. And I think I would rather this than the one, you know, give me one or two Sweet 16 Cinderella stories, which are nice. But to tell you the truth, these are the best 16 teams in the country, I think, have been now over the last month. And I can't wait to see them go toe-to-toe as opposed to, hey, let's get a Cinderella to go to the Final
Sister
Four.
Sister Mary Jean.
And get bounced out. Like, I want to see this. This is what I am looking forward to. Also, looking forward to Johnny Manziel's next game for the Memphis, I don't even know what the hell they're called, but
Express.
We'll tell you how it went. We'll do that coming up next.
Fantasy.
Is there a chance Luke Voigt's the all-star starter at first base in the American League?
What about Jose Abreu?
Abreu's
great, dude. A lot of the other ones are National League.
Yeah,
Ray Freeman, Dylan Smith, Rizzo, Hoskins, Bellinger, Daniel Murphy, Joey Votto. All right, Greg, he has a chance. I mean, he's very good.
You just named 20 National League first basemen. Boys,
Jose Abreu, I have ranked significantly.
All right, so that's
and
one.
I do expect him to be much better.
Sure, so that's one. One guy in front of him, you're telling me. Pretty good.
Weekdays, new season on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe that every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Oh man, kicking it on a Monday, people. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Germanary Dane Martinez. We got some NFL news here that we'll touch base on. Couple, not one, but two retirements over the weekend. One you probably heard about. The other one you probably didn't hear about. But also, Johnny Manziel made his debut in the AAF. Can I tell you, Memphis, the Express, worst team in the AAF, ends up upsetting the Birmingham 31-25. It was the first overtime game in AAF history. Memphis was a 3-point home underdog. How cool is that? And by the way, when you look at the numbers, right now we are favorites, underdogs. They are tied, ATS 50-50, 14-14 right now. Road teams are 15-13 against the numbers. So for the most part, any sort of edge that we might have had in the AAF, kind of out the window at this particular point, because the market has adjusted, and now we are basically split right down the middle, favorites to underdogs, everybody against the number. It's crazy when you think about that. But Johnny showed up, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Can I tell you something? Maybe one of the coolest things that they decided to do and what they're going to do, which is why this might become must-watch television, is they're miking him up. Like, they are, you don't hear him in the huddle. Obviously, they shut the mic off. But Johnny Manziel is some hysterical stuff, man, talking about bitch slapping the ref. And I mean, it was so Johnny, it's not even funny. But can I tell you something? I mean, the numbers weren't crazy because he wasn't in that much. But when he was in, he produced. He actually looks like the most entertaining quarterback, the most stable quarterback in the AAF, and can I tell you, that's really not saying much, but it at least it's entertaining. They might be able to sell a few jerseys out of this, man.
Yeah, listen, Johnny Football is box office. It is buzz. He is ratings. That's exactly what we said coming into it. I'm glad that the kid can, you know, be on the straight and narrow a little bit and show out a little bit. I must admit, Joe, that I'm not up on the AAF and exactly what his stats were. But I will tell you this. If they scored 31 points against the Birmingham Iron, because I know that is a team that, you know, defense reigns supreme. I've been taking the under with Birmingham all season long with that defense. So listen, that says something. And what I'll say though is this about the AAF. They got a couple things right. Okay. I think they got a couple things right that the NFL, from a fan engagement perspective, needs to take a look at, right? So the idea of the eighth official, the idea of like the sky cam, you know, I think that's smart. I think that's something the NFL needs to think of. I think the NFL, you know, the idea of like, what is it, like 4th and 12, they just go for it as the onside kick. I think the NFL needs to consider that as they, you know, try to remove kickoffs from the NFL game because of quote unquote player safety. And this other thing, the idea of miking up the refs or the coaches, I think that's something that the millennials would be very interested in. The NFL, although the AAF will never really compete with them, I think the NFL could learn a thing or two from a fan engagement standpoint when it comes to the AAF. So kudo to Johnny Football.
Johnny Manziel played 3 series, okay, for the team. Didn't come in. Actually, Brandon Silvers made the start for them, and actually was pretty damn good. 24-35 for 266 and two scores. But when they did bring him in, he was 3 for 5, 48 yards. He also rushed for 20 yards, took a sack, and had a failed two-point conversion. But the minute he came on the field, it kind of changed everything, too. And it was slowly but surely going to become must-watch television with Johnny Manziel, especially when you're putting a microphone on this guy. So while he didn't start, he certainly looked a hell of a lot better in the 5 series that he was in, or the 3 series that he was in here, as opposed to anything that he looked in the Montreal Alouettes over there in the CFL. Competition's a little bit differently, but who knows? Johnny Manziel could literally, this time next year, be the absolute face of the AAF, and I don't think that would surprise me at all. I don't think he's ever going back to the NFL, but I think he could own, you know, for the next couple of years, he could own the AAF, and then who knows? Who knows who might follow once Tebow drops out of baseball and realizes he really can't play that sport. Who knows? Maybe Tim Tebow will suit it up and come back. Then you got Manziel versus Tebow. How cool would that be?
It would be, but if you're the AAF, you need to sign Johnny Football right now to a multi-year deal, because you know the XFL will be calling for a guy like Johnny Manziel. Okay, no, I'm serious, right? So if they want to be the face, and if you're thinking about this from a marketing standpoint or a rating standpoint, you know, in this, and we've talked about this, the AAF is going to not be battling with the NFL, but with the XFL next year, right? And that would be something of a coup if you know, all of a sudden Johnny Football goes over to the Vince McMahon side, you know. And then, I'm sorry, but I got to bring this up, Joe. You mentioned LeBron James, right? After watching basketball this weekend, I got to ask you, Joe, are you going to watch this Million Dollar Mile show that, like, I saw 8 million advertisements for this weekend? You know, this reality show where they're running through L.A. and, like, they're going to be chased by some quote-unquote elite athlete. I saw about 17 million commercials for that, and you brought up LeBron James, so I'm wondering, you know, are you going to watch that?
I, too, did see a whole lot of commercials for that, and I found it fascinating that they, you know, LeBron's name was at the top. But I'm fairly certain outside of writing a check.
Tim Tebow's hosting it, apparently.
And outside of him writing a check, which is what executive producers do, they basically write money. I don't understand. He's got no affiliation truly with the show whatsoever outside of being a dude who, you know, is funding it in some way, shape or form, you know. Executive producer, whatever the hell that meant. It basically
like
means that you're
Matt Ricardo, executive producer.
Like, stop. Like, it's another one of these reality shows that we have already too much of. And just because you put LeBron's name on it, how many people are actually going to tune in? Are people going to tune in because they're thinking LeBron's running the race?
I don't know.
Or are people tuning in because LeBron's Hollywood career now has actually taken off?
There was a couple months ago, there was a show like that The Rock hosted called The Titan Games, which was like, you know, American Gladiators meets Ninja Warriors. So maybe LeBron is just following in those footsteps, trying to be out there. But I thought it was interesting and hysterical. To be quite honest, outside, I was going to say, besides Ja Morant and, like, you know, Taco and the SEC, I'll tell you who the biggest winner was over the weekend. And it's in the same vein of the Million Dollar Mile, this commercial. The biggest winner, Joe, has to be Orange Vanilla Coke. I mean, like, I'm going to give that a try. You know, I don't know if I'm going to watch Million Dollar Mile, but I'm going to give Orange Vanilla Coke a try because I saw about 18 million ads for those as well.
Lot of money spent to get yourself front and center on these. Yeah, that was a lot of money spent there. Maybe the biggest winner, though, I'll give you one even better than Coke. Maybe, and this is funny because this one's coming out too here. We all know Gronkowski decided to step down, right, and retire. He made the announcement yesterday on social media. However, his agent this morning has actually come out to announce that it's not that he's ruling out completely the idea of coming back. It's just currently right now his state of mind is I'm going to retire. But let's not get crazy. Well, he's going to reevaluate the situation. This is Drew Rosenhaus, by the way, letting people know that, yes, listen, while it's nice and he says it, but there's a possibility Gronk could actually be lured out of retirement before the season even starts. Does that surprise you at all?
No, not at all. Because what that does is save the man. Remember, this is a guy who's had three or four back surgeries. All that would do is save the man from two-a-days and training camp. You know, Antonio Gates did it last year, you know, and let's say all of a sudden the Patriots start like they usually do in September, and they're all of a sudden like 2-2, and Tom Brady doesn't look like he can move the ball, and it looks like there's no weapons, and Sony Michel gets a knee injury a little bit. Watch what happens to Rob Gronkowski. Watch him come crawling back as a prodigal son. I will say this, though. Listen, I said it with Conor McGregor as well. Joe, you need to walk away. Why subject your body to this when you have the kind of notoriety, the Q rating, the ability? Gronk can go wherever he wants, Joe. We should do a poll tomorrow. What is next for Gronk? Is it acting? Is it the WWE? Is it him being in the television booth? Gronk is one of the few players that can do whatever he wants without subjecting himself to another back injury or another car crash. And I say, walk away. I don't care what Drew Rosenhaus says. You can get paid away from football, Gronk. You could do a residency on a cruise ship in Vegas. You could do anything, Gronk. How about you save your body so you can still earn money in 10, 15 years, Gronk?
Well, listen, nobody's ever going to confuse Gronkowski as some sort of Mensa student here. But the reality is, for his agent to come out right after making that announcement yesterday on social media, on Instagram, telling people that, yeah, guys, you know, it's been great. I'm leaving, which is nice. I mean, it was nice the way he did it. This is what he ended up posting on Instagram, telling the whole world that he's stepping down. 24 hours later, you got your agent coming out, just reminding people, as if to throw it out there a little bit and say, hey, guys, yes, he's retiring now, but he's not ruling anything out in the future with the NFL. I find that you didn't even let this ferment for a little while. Like, you're already 24 hours later. We are now going to be overanalyzing pretty much every one of Gronkowski's dumbass tweets and posts from here until the season begins. But congratulations on what was an amazing career. If it is the end for Gronkowski, truly one of the great tight ends. I find it interesting, too, though, that, and I don't know what it is with tight ends, but we get this all the time. I don't know, have you noticed this, Dane? We always get the conversations about how Gronk is like now, I think, the fifth tight end that I'm being told has changed the position. You know, we got the, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry, but these are guys, big dudes who can block, who can, there's only so many things you can do to change that position, and he's like the fifth one now in the last 10 years that has changed the position. I'm not sure how much he changed it. Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez changed the position.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll do that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Yep, Rob Gronkowski announced he is retiring, and then, of course, his agent comes out today, Drew Rosenhaus, and reminds everyone that he is not exactly closing the door on the NFL later on this year. What does it all mean? Well, it basically means that we'll be analyzing just about everything Rob Gronkowski does from now through the NFL season, especially if things start to go hard left. For the Patriots, but it's a lot of fun to talk about what Rob Gronkowski meant to the Patriots, what he still means to the Patriots, and where do they go from there. Good morning. Welcome in. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, you know, besides that retirement announcement, yesterday, too, there was somebody else who announced their retirement, wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. Remember him? Jeremy Maclin, also 30 years old, was released by the Ravens last year. He wanted to keep playing, but the problem was nobody really wanted to incorporate him. But yeah, he's a lot of times, I think, with the Eagles, he played across from DeSean Jackson. Man, those two guys on the outside, how much fun was that to watch? Then he signed with the Chiefs. He did have about close to 1,100 yards 1 year with the Chiefs, but he missed some games, and then he wasn't getting any receptions, and then he was at the then he went to the Ravens, and of course they had Joe Flacco, so he was never going to get him the ball. So he has decided at this point that he is just going to hang him up. Nice career, nothing spectacular. I think he's a guy with DeSean, if they would have been able to stay together, I think they could have done some serious damage with the Eagles. But unfortunately, they had to move on, and so is Jeremy Maclin. But a good wide receiver, definitely a guy that scored us a lot of points fantasy-wise when he was in his prime.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I want to ask you, though, Joe. Did he say he's retiring from the NFL or retiring from football? Because maybe he becomes the number one target for Johnny Manziel next year.
Ooh, that could very well be. You know, how hysterical is that,
too? I think we have to make that distinction moving forward, right? Are they retiring from football or are they retiring from the NFL? That distinction now needs to be made.
Yep, he is 30, so you never know. And keep in mind, too, in that game yesterday, so funny. Johnny Manziel's on one side. Trent Richardson's on the other side. Yeah. Browns fans are going, what the hell? How is this going on? So pretty interesting that all of a sudden it's a lot of the rejects are starting to show up here across the board in these leagues. But listen, Gronk, like I said, you keep saying, he's changed the position. He was a total game changer, and yes, he was. I mean, for almost every year that he stayed healthy, he was the number one target of Tom Brady. The numbers with him on the field and Tom Brady as opposed to him off are night and day. Obviously, he was a big security blanket. He was a big target of Tom Brady. What's going to happen moving forward? Well, let us not forget, it wasn't like Gronkowski was the number one target this year. He spent a lot of his time this year blocking and came to life a little bit there in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. But ultimately, everything has changed with the New England Patriots, which is always what amazes me is they had Gronkowski, but they evolved Gronkowski almost as a precursor to knowing that this moment was going to come. So instead of being so heavily reliant on him in the passing game, they utilized another aspect of his game, I think, which was very underrated, and that was his blocking, because he was a absolute blocking machine when that was what was asked of him. This guy had no regard for his body catching the ball, but let's be reasonable. When it came to blocking, the dude was a beast as well.
Yep. First ballot Hall of Famer. I think you make sense here, Joe. Remember, I said all last year and the years previous to that, I use this analogy similar to the New Orleans Saints, how the New Orleans Saints evolved in recent years from being a Drew Brees-led passing team to a team that was going to run the ball more with Ingram, Kamara. Now they have Latavius Murray there. I thought that helped their defense out. I hope I said that helped add years to Drew Brees' career. And then I said the New England Patriots are doing something of the same thing this year. One, to extend Tom Brady's career. Two, because they knew that the weapons they had on the outside were not what they used to be, including Gronk. And three, they drafted Sony Michel in the first round to be part, to be more of that prototypical between the tackles, first and second down back, the likes of what they hadn't had since Corey Dillon, to try to evolve that offense to take the pressure off Tom Brady, who, by the way, is going into his age 42 season and now will not have his security blanket, Rob Gronkowski. Okay, look at the Patriots. They keep on getting chipped away at. I know we don't make money betting against the Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but the loss of Gronkowski is huge for them moving forward. We'll see if they kind of recoup that in the draft with a guy like one of these Iowa tight ends, right? Noah Fant or one of the other ones, or if they start getting one of these guys off the scrap heap based on now where we are in the NFL calendar, you know, more guys are going to get cut, salary cap casualties, that sort of thing is going to start to happen after this wave of free agency. See if the Pats are active in the tight end market.
They reportedly went after hard Jared Cook there. They were making a big push for him. Didn't exactly end up working out there. But the one thing you can always count on from the Patriots is nothing is ever going to take them by surprise. They have been planning for this moment, I can assure you, for the last couple of years. It wasn't as if he just woke up today and was like, you know what? Probably not going to play football anymore. The Patriots have been waiting for this for a while. And if there's one team that I trust will be able to move on from Rob Gronkowski, it is the Patriots. They will figure something out. And he wasn't the same Rob Gronkowski this year, but they didn't ask him to be the same, which is another great lesson for NFL teams. Like you have to evolve your team, and you have to evolve when your players, your star players' skill sets change, then you have to evolve the actual, you know, the play calling to suit them and what they do best. And Gronkowski was one of the best blocking
tight ends. Did this
change
their futures number
at all,
or their regular season win
total? No, not at all.
Gronk by himself doesn't change.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the numbers throughout history, you know, throughout their career together are astronomical. There's no comparison between when he was on the field and when he's not. But ultimately, they won a Super Bowl last year, and Gronkowski was nowhere to be found on a week-to-week basis. So
he did make the one big play on the one touchdown in the game.
Yeah, when they needed him.
When they needed him.
Right, but that's not going to change the future of the futures of the – they're going to be just fine. The problem with the Patriots is going to be what happens, like we saw Gronkowski, maybe a half a step slower. What happens if it's a half a revolution slower with Tom Brady? What happens if all of a sudden a little less zip and – all, you know, and the defensive backs can now jump in front of that pass instead of it, you know, being on time. The biggest problem for the Patriots is, when does that decline happen for Tom Brady? When does he become a half a second slower, a half a second? You know, the arm strength just isn't there. That remains to me to be the big question. You want to see what happens to this franchise when that goes? Yeah, you are going to drop off rather quickly. And let us not forget, the only reason Jimmy Garoppolo isn't there waiting to take the reins is because Tom Brady didn't want him there. Tom Brady didn't want to get pushed out like he's watched everybody else prior to him. Year early, not, you know, rather than a year late, right? Get ready a year or two early, as opposed to, well, that was Brady wasn't having that, which is why they got rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. What do the Patriots do this year in the quarterback position, I think, is going to be very telling, because I don't know how much longer he can go, man. I don't want to doubt him, but I just don't know how much longer he can go.
I
I would not be surprised, Joe, if we're talking about – you remember Josh Rosen? You remember Josh Rosen, who's on a team-friendly cap number? Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if the Patriots, who like to wheel and deal with draft picks, are like, yeah, we'll give you our second for Josh Rosen. Yeah, no problem. And give us a year with him to train him in the Patriot way under Tom Brady. I would not be surprised if that's a destination for Rosen. Listen, I think Rosen is going to wind up with one of these teams that has a sunsetting quarterback, shall we say, whether that's behind Eli, whether that's behind Brady, you know, Rivers, they figured him out with Tyrod, you know, whether that's behind Big Ben. Don't keep an eye out on those teams also. Not say Miami, one of the teams that might throw Rosen into the fire right away, but one that may want to deprogram him and then rebuild up Rosen back up with a year or two. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots are fishing in the Josh Rosen sweepstakes. But listen, also, Joe, that's why I said I think they drafted Sony Michel to help Tom Brady with that evolution. You saw it in the playoffs also. They ran the ball a lot more than people thought. Over-under on Tom Brady's passing yards were coming in under all the time because people thought they were still a kind of team. But it was Sony Michel and that running game that was more a bigger part of that offense than we'd seen in recent years.
Nine NFL seasons, 521 receptions, 7,861 yards, 79 touchdowns. The man was a three-time Super Bowl champ, five-time Pro Bowler, four-time first-team All-Pro. But the thing that may be the most impressive, he appeared in 16 postseason games, which essentially is one full regular season against the best NFL, the best the NFL has to offer. And his numbers there are absurd. 81 catches, 1,163 yards, and 12 touchdowns. Not to mention, the guy was one hell of a blocker and a run blocker for this team. Those numbers alone, being the Patriots' all-time leader in touchdowns scored, tied for the second most receiving touchdowns in NFL postseason history. When the game was on the line, and keep in mind, he was hurt a lot. You know, they missed one or two seasons with him. But those numbers, those postseason numbers are just flat out gaudy, man.
And Joe, it's not only the numbers, okay? And we say this in other sports, you know, that, you know, the real sports fans and sharps see this also. It's not only the production, Joe, it's what defenses had to do to respect and accommodate for him, right? Mm. Even in his last couple of years when he was a shell of his former self, you know, you had to have attention to Rob Gronkowski in the seam, okay? And that opened it up for things like, you know, how many times have we seen running backs out of the backfield be big for the Patriots, Joe? You know, the James Whites of the world, right? The Kevin Falks of the world, the Deion Lewis's of the world. How many times have we seen guys like Amendola or Edelman in the middle of that field? You know, part of the reason why? Because your safeties, your linebackers, they have to account for Gronk as problem number one. So you get these guys then running two-way goals in the middle of the field. You get backs out of the backfield on matchups that the Patriots want, and that's what Tom Brady can pick apart. Now when defenses don't have to level those kind of attention, those kind of assets over to their Hall of Fame tight end anymore, I wonder the impact on a guy like Edelman in the middle of the field. I wonder the impact on a guy, you know, coming out of the backfield like James White in this Patriots offense now that the attention won't be all on Gronk.
Yeah, I shudder to think what and you know, it's so funny because the Patriots in the most Patriot way, unfortunately, turned out to be a murdering scumbag. But, man, what would have happened if Aaron the Murderer Hernandez, you know, was, I don't know, you could turn back the time and not having him be a murdering POS. But what if you kept those two guys on the field? Because, you know, that was supposed to be the replacement.
That was the new template.
That was it. You know, because at that time, don't forget when they had him, Gronk was dealing with a lot of injuries. They weren't sure he was going to be able to keep it up.
But they were running two tight end sets, creating even more mismatch nightmares. Yeah.
And by the way, he did a hell of a job of replacing because Gronkowski was out most of that year, too. And it could have been it might have been absolutely huge. But congratulations, Gronkowski. One of the best ever. He will certainly be missed, not just on the field, but what he did off the field. And maybe, just maybe, a WWE career in his future. We'll talk about that coming up, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
You know, it bothers me that March Madness ends in April, by the way. This just bothers me.
Yeah, you see, this should probably start at the start of March and end it in March, right? March Madness.
Well, I've also wondered why they want to end it. Generally, I don't think it'll be the case this season, but generally they end it on the opening weekend of baseball. Once again, I think that's bad timing. As you just said, end it in, starting 2 weeks earlier and end it before baseball starts. You'd think you'd get more eyeballs on it.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I mean, it's good work if you can get it, being a lefty in Major League Baseball, Mike. So start teaching your kids now.
I'm left-handed. What the hell happened to me?
You get to talk to me.
Killing me.
That's what better work is there than Saturday mornings? No, we digress.
It's just a shot at my parents.
Damn it, Mom and Dad.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Focused on college basketball, your brackets, the Sweet 16, but don't forget NFL teams. They're focusing on the 2019 NFL Draft, and if you are a serious fantasy football player, you guys know it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto experts, they got you covered. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock and the Roto experts are providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year so they can give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% now, rotoexperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That's 10% with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And Dane, yeah, that seems to be the other. I guess his second love, Rob Gronkowski, now that he's retiring. Could you see him as a WWE wrestler, man? Could you see him do that?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, Joe, he was at WrestleMania. Okay, he was like a quote-unquote special guest. One of his boys, one of his friends is a wrestler, okay? A guy goes by the name of Mojo Rawley. And he's not a big-time wrestler. He's kind of like a mid-level guy, right? But They did a bit with him, Rob Gronkowski. He went into the ring, and he body-slammed this guy. I think his name was Jinder Mahal. Okay, so there has been talk about him. And listen, the WWE has Ronda Rousey right now, you know? They always have they try to get these kind of box office guys. And I think Rob Gronkowski, first of all, you know he's got the size for it, right? The physical makeup is there. You know he's got the kind of attitude slash charisma slash personality for it, right? So, yeah, and you know he'd be, like, fun with it. I actually think that is a live option for Rob Gronkowski. I actually think there's an offer on the table from the WWE to Rob Gronkowski. We'll see, because, listen, Joe, WrestleMania is only 2 weeks away. We'll see if he gets any kind of offer for that. But listen, he could go into the TV booth if he wants. He can do acting if he wants. You know, he could be the WWE if he wants. I literally think he can do like a residency on a cruise ship or in Vegas if he wants. The world is open to him. I made the point, just like Conor McGregor a couple of weeks ago, you know, move away from the sport that is, you know, messes with your health and safety, and leverage your, you know, kind of star power in another way. And yeah, I think it's very possible. Gronk to the WWE.
It could be Gronk and The Rock, man. Could be Hollywood Walk of Fame buddies. Who knows? My word. All right, 2 hours in the books. Big final hour. We'll help you make it rain as we look at some of the lines for the Sweet 16 next.